Welcome to Crypto Signals Daily Briefing, the open source intelligence for crypto. Today is March 27, 2026. Bitcoin faced a roughly $14 billion options expiry as Middle East tensions rose, contributing to intraday weakness and price moves below about $68,500. On-chain flows and derivatives positioning showed stress. Solana long-short ratios exceed 3-to-1 on some venues, even while open interest contracts to roughly $2.2 billion, and an Ethereum ICO participant sold about $23 million in ETH. Corporate and institutional moves set supply and sentiment. Public miner Mara sold roughly 15,133 BTC for about $1.1 billion between March 4 and March 25 to repurchase $1 billion of zero-coupon convertible notes at a roughly 9% discount, reducing convertible debt by roughly 30%. GameStop kept roughly 4,710 BTC and pledged 4,709 BTC as collateral with Coinbase Credit to run a covered call strategy, converting a roughly $368 million holding into options income. Policy and enforcement also mattered. UK authorities sanctioned the Chinese language marketplace Xinbi, which is accused of processing nearly $19.9 billion in illicit flows from 2021 to 2025. Circle's stock fell about 20%, erasing roughly $5 billion in market value after leaked regulatory drafts and wallet freeze reports. That news coincided with announcements that Tether engaged KPMG and PwC as it prepares U.S. expansion. Also on the wire, Coinbase partners with Better Home and Finance and Fannie Mae to enable crypto-backed mortgages using Bitcoin and USDC as collateral. Reserve Bank of Australia backs tokenization after Project Acacia finds $16.7 billion in annual economic gains and plans a digital market infrastructure sandbox. Morgan Stanley nears launch of its MSBT Spot Bitcoin ETF after an NYSE listing notice. Tether hires KPMG for a USDT audit and retained PwC as part of U.S. expansion preparations. Watch Bitcoin around the options settlement and the $68,500 price area for follow-through. Look for further miner or corporate sales. Monitor regulatory moves that could re-rate stablecoin and custody risk in any follow-through from sanctions or ETF developments. You've been listening to Crypto Signals Daily Briefing. Stay tuned and stay informed. See you in the next episode, just 24 hours from now.